Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We tried to make you happy by replaying the Beauty and the Beast clip. Yeah. With John Legend and Ariana Grande singing.
Doggone it, Kelly was singing with him the first time. You couldn't even hear the song.
Yeah. Well, this is one of hundreds, Al.
What?
Thanks for ruining the song, Big Al. Just wanted to hear yourself talk, huh?
What?
Trust me, you're going to hear that song so much, you're going to be sick to death of it in about 6 months. Right. Yeah. Don't worry.
It is funny, because Al was just talking about this morning how he's tired of hearing himself talk.
Kelly,
that's the closer right there. That's a good one right there. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-E-KID.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Let's go!
All right, Tom Brady, here we go. Whatever, whatever Wednesday. First question, how are Big Al and his girlfriend doing? From the text.
First question, yeah. How about that?
That's from the text.
We're doing fine.
Yeah?
A little dust up.
Yeah. You know, it happens.
All relationships have that, though.
Oh, don't they?
I don't need any music. Everything's fine.
Yeah, they do.
Thank you, Trey. Yeah. I appreciate it. I don't need the aspirin music.
Kelly, have you had a dust up with Alan yet?
Just recently.
See?
Just recently. Yeah. He wanted to look at the iPhone 7s, and I was like, you don't need that.
You don't need that.
Oh, you threw down the you don't need that. Oh.
Hey, sometimes you got to step up and tell them what they don't need. My wife and I have dust ups all the time. Apparently, I don't clean up enough. I'm trying. I'm just a messy guy. I know where my stuff is when I have it as a mess.
And she's a clean freak.
Yeah.
I'm organized messy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I am. When she cleans up, I can't find anything.
Right. Give her the whole, like, I'm creative spiel. Like,
right.
That, I think that helps. Like, I'm a creative person.
You need to flip it on her, JC.
Flip the script, dog.
You start nagging her about everything about her that bothers you.
Yeah.
That'll show her.
Yeah. Fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Create a big explosion in the house.
Wow, that'll show her.
Definitely going to do that today. That's what I'm going to do. Jenna, question a lot of people are having. What are you going to do with the engagement ring?
Oh, boy. The engagement's off, by the way, if you haven't heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a lot of the other questions.
Thinking about what you're going to do, but I've always wondered, women who do keep the ring, they're adamant about keeping it, but what pleasure is there in keeping it? You know, I just am curious. I mean, I guess you could have it reset in something else.
Yeah.
You know, mine's different because I told you guys I did kind of a non-traditional thing and I got this awesome band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love the band.
You can still wear it.
I think I could still wear it at some point, you know, once I put all this behind me for good. It's just, it's a beautiful ring. I mean, you can't take it back. But no, if it had been some huge engagement ring, huge diamond. No, I wouldn't have kept it. I would have sold it and gone on a trip or something probably.
Yeah,
but I have a band that it's really nice. So maybe it's, at some point I'll probably still wear it again. But for now, it's just sitting by the bathroom sink. I don't know.
Because I think a lot of girls that go through what you went through wonder what to do with it. Like, my sister-in-law went through the same thing a couple years ago, remember?
She's adamant about keeping it, but it's like, if you're going to sell it and take it on a trip, I get that.
We talked her into selling it, and she sold it and went on this really cool trip with her friend.
I absolutely think that's what I would do if it was that kind of ring. Yes, if you were so lucky to get to keep it. Yeah, but if he had wanted it back, I'd give it back. Yeah. Whatever. It's just stuff.
Just stuff in the end. Still have friends. Still got us. Shane.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to the phones now. You have a question for Big Al Mac, huh?
Yeah, I doubt y'all remember me, but this is Shane from Oklahoma.
Hey, what's up, Shane from Oklahoma?
Yeah, Shane.
Hey.
You brought me the winch, right?
Yes, sir.
See?
Look at that.
I remember
you, bro.
All right, shout out, Big Al.
My man.
All right, this is from my Black Shelton that's got his bucket list. I hope he's still got it.
Big Al? Yeah.
He's wanting to climb Mount Everest, but a small one in warm weather, which I'm down with him there.
Okay.
My mom and dad, they've got a mountain in their backyard, and it's like perfect for him during the warmer weathers, you know.
They have a mountain in their backyard. Okay, what mountain is it, sir? I'll look it up.
I don't really know. It's part of the Wichita Mountains.
Is it Mount Scott?
The wildlife refuge in Oklahoma.
Is it Mount Scott?
Oklahoma.
Is it Mount Scott outside of Lawton, Oklahoma?
No, sir. I've drove up that, and I even had a buddy jog down that, but it's part of that.
Well, what we'll do.
I do want Al to climb a mountain with lots of wildlife. I love that you threw that in there.
Are there bobcats in there? Yeah.
I want lots. What's the point if there's not an element of danger? Refuge.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah. So what we're going to do here.
I want to go with Al and photograph.
Shane, we're going to get your number.
Hey, we'll see if all y'all want to come, man. I will put y'all up in a motel.
Oh, I'll even afford
one day. But
oh, that's fine. We'll take it.
All right.
I think we should camp on the mountain with the mountain lion.
Okay, Shane.
We'll get your number, Shane. We'll try to set something up for Al to climb this mountain.
I think Mount.
Hold on.
No disrespect to his mountain. I think that Mount Scott I looked up was one that's really high up on my list. I think it's outside
okay.
of Lawton.
We'll look at it.
But anyway,
we're
going to
get Shane's number.
Yeah, I am going to do that this year, though.
AJ, you got in trouble?
Yeah, man. Last week, y'all had a guy call in named AJ. His wife gave him 5 passes. And he chose 4 of the girls from the show. My wife thought I called in.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was not this AJ.
It wasn't this AJ. It was the other AJ.
Yeah.
I'm on my cousin's posted on Facebook. You need 5 passes? I said, what the heck you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, this AJ did not put them on the list.
No.
Hey, secret super safe with us, AJ. We got you, bro.
Oh, stop it.
That was that other AJ.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, AJ. We'll call you later, bro.
Yeah, we got you, John.
Jenna says what's up. Yeah. Good AJ.
Not that AJ.
Not that AJ.
No.
Not that AJ at all. Amaya?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. What do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to say that you inspired me to watch This Is Us, and I binge watched it in the last 2 days. And I just wanted to ask who your favorite character was.
My favorite character on This Is Us is Randall.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like I have the closest storyline to him with his mom hiding the dad thing.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I love Jack. He's pretty awesome.
Oh, Jack is what every man should aspire to be like.
He's sweet.
Yeah.
Jenna, we need to find Kelly got a Jack. We're going to find Jenna a Jack.
Yeah.
I want to be a Jack eventually. I don't know if I'm there
Alan
yet.
Alan is pretty much the definition of a Jack.
If you had to spend a weekend with either Jack or Alan, JC, who would you want to spend that weekend with?
With Jack.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
Why?
But Jack is so cool, and he's Jack.
Alan's cool.
I know, but Jack.
I'm mad at you.
I'll spend the weekend with Alan.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
But Jack, he has limited time.
It's over, JC. You get Jack, I get Alan.
Bye-bye. Kelly, you need to watch this. You'll understand why I said that. Alan is a close second to Jack, though.
No way.
Very close second.
I'll never watch it now.
Jack is no Alan.
How dare you?
Jenna, right? Isn't Jack perfect? Even though he did have a drinking problem?
See?
I mean, I don't know. He's a fictional character. I'm not that involved.
A guy with a drinking problem is better than Alan?
Exactly.
Well, he got over it. See, he rose above it. He accomplished it all. Hi, Nancy. You have something for Alan?
Good morning. Actually, I'd like to know if Alan knew of Kelly before they started dating.
Good question.
So what did he think of her?
Yeah.
If he knew of you.
Yeah.
He did know of me because when he first moved here, about the same time I did, he dated a girl who listened to our show religiously. And so he knew of my name then. But then he didn't listen for years. He listened to sports radio and stuff.
Right.
So when he
get it.
He said when he heard my name and he realized it was me, he knew who I was. But yeah, so he did know in that aspect that he years ago had his girlfriend used to listen all the time.
Obviously he didn't know a lot about her because he called Kelly the most positive person that he knows.
Not the most positive person he knows. He said that's my favorite quality.
That's
what he loves best about me. It was my positivity. See?
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you, baby. Call back anytime.
All right. Jenna, a question from the text. What does the triangle tattoo on your forearm mean? I think we've talked about this before.
Oh.
You just got that with your friend, right?
Yeah.
She's in the Illuminati.
Yeah, I'm in the Illuminati. You know what? The triangle means all sorts of things I've found when I was doing the research on it. But I got it because it's in every language the universal symbol for change.
Boom.
Like constant change. But yeah, depending on how the triangle is laid out, it can mean feminine things, masculine things. It means all sorts of stuff, but change, really. Hmm. So, fitting.
Or Illuminati.
Or all Illuminati, right. Yes. I'm part of the mysterious Illuminati.
Before we go to break, some bad news for Al from David.
Oh, boy.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, JC?
What's happening, man?
What's going on in your world?
Not this Wednesday. I figured I'd call in and, you know, tell y'all doing such a great job and how much I love the show. Yeah. You know, all these years, Big Al's been my favorite.
Uh-huh.
And then one day, Big Al's talking about these tires that he doesn't need anymore. And they just, they're just sitting around in my storage. I'm driving my truck thinking, man, I need some new tires really bad. I've been shopping around. So I try and hit Big Al, Matt. Try and hit him up.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Al, give me these tires, man. I'll drive to Dallas. I'll take them off your hands.
What do you, let me ask you this before you, let me ask you this. Do you have an F-150 or F-250?
Oh, we lost
Hello?
Him.
Hello?
Oh, man, Al, as soon as you talked to him, his phone broke.
Lost you, dude.
We're not joking. It really did go away.
He's been basically trying to get a hold of Al, and he finally gets to talk to him, and the phone breaks.
Whatever.
Oh, no, David.
Out of luck.
Phone broke.
Well. Guess I'll never know. I have to keep it
down. No. He's been trying so hard to get a hold of you, Al.
I was just about to try and make a deal here.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, well, man.
That we'll never know.
We'll never know. Call back, dude. Call back.
Coming up, we got love letters to Kelly.
Yay.
You know, you wrote us letters telling us what's going on in your life. Some of you are having troubles. Kelly will solve all of those for you, or at least
I'm here for.
Or at least a few of them.
She's a love expert.
Love letters to Kelly is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a very excited Kelly Raspberry because she will get to talk to her idol. Or the woman she loves the most. I don't know if it's your idol, but
I love her.
You'd love her the most.
Britney?
Britney Spears. Kelly Raspberry and Britney Spears on the phone with each other.
Phone,
and
yeah.
One of us as well. But
awesome.
You know who we're going to be talking to, Britney.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly
yeah.
and Britney need to talk. You'll hear that interview at 7:10 Central on Friday.
Wow.
And then today we also have a guest. Charlie XCX stopped by the show yesterday, so we got to chat with her for a few minutes. You'll hear that interview coming up in about 20 minutes. Really cool girl.
Very nice.
She seemed like she'd be somebody you'd be really good friends with, Jenna.
Yeah, she's a cool girl.
Real cool girl.
You know, I get to stand next to the guests, which is awesome if
yeah.
it's some hot guy or if it's a cool girl because we start talking about our nails and,
yeah.
you know, chick
you bond.
Stuff. Yeah,
you
we
do a little
bond.
Bonding.
Yeah,
so we bond with Charlie XCX in about 20 minutes. But right now we got to get into the love advice with our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yes, I'm sitting down for this one, Jen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be able to handle this one because I have thoughts as well. I have been seeing a guy for 8 months. I'm not sure what we are, but I do know he's my best friend and I love him.
Of course.
We are friends with benefits.
Oh.
But I want more and he isn't sure. But we go to the gym together, talk every day. Spend nights and weekends together. He knows how I feel, but I'm still torn on what to do. Do I wait it out and see what happens or break it off? I don't want to live without him, but if he's never going to want a relationship, am I wasting my time?
Well, he's got what he wants out
yeah.
of it.
He showed you.
Have what you want. So you need to cut off the benefits part and have a mature conversation with him. Not about, like, I'm not doing this until you commit, that kind of thing. But you say, look, this relationship for me goes way deeper than apparently it is for you. And until we can figure out what that is, we need to keep that part of out of the relationship because that clouds a lot of judgment.
Mm.
He's getting everything he wants.
Oh, yeah.
You are in a relationship with him. If he's not cheating, then what's wrong? I mean, you can
he
take what
committed.
I did, which ultimately didn't work out in the long run, but that's what I did. If you're not getting what you want, you have to take everything away. You have to show him what he's missing. Take it all away.
Lord have mercy.
And he'll either come back or he...
You don't have to take it all away. I would take
yeah.
that part out of it.
Though, well, you know what I'm saying. I'm taking
yeah.
out the intimacy.
Right.
You can still be... You can still, you know, have dinner with him. Y'all need to start talking. Like, this is what I'm expecting. Or, you know, what are you expecting? This is my hope for us. What is your plan? After 8 months, if you can't have that
That's
conversation...
That's a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
You should at least know where you're going.
Ooh,
it doesn't have to be right now.
Yeah. And if he goes and gets it somewhere else after you cut that off... Then you get your answer. You know what kind of guy he is.
I think it's a win-win. It just might hurt.
Yeah. Tough one. Mm. This one's tough too, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been together about 17 years. We have two amazing young children. A few years ago, she had an affair. Several affairs, actually.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah. She was unhappy and she wanted out. Me being the family...
are they going to blame it on postpartum or something? Because that's crazy.
Right? Me being the family man type of guy, I wanted to do whatever it took to keep our family together. Eventually, we divorced. Mm-hmm. Less than a month after that, she realized she wasn't happy with her choices and she wanted to try to make it work.
Of course.
I felt emotionally detached. After a year of her trying to gain me back, I caved. I missed being a family and I loved being able to see our kids every day. Now we're living back together. Family means everything to me. I want to be a family, want the big holidays and lots of family around, but I struggle with what happened and I still feel detached. So what do I do? Do I man up, fight the battle inside me and love her and my family more regardless? Or do I move on to something new?
No, don't do that to the kids again. Really give it a valiant effort. You know, it's not just you and your emotions. You've got the kids' hopes up again now, too. I would really do everything in my power to learn to love her again because you made the head choice to go back to her. Maybe it was the heart choice and not the head choice. I'm kind of torn on that. But you made the choice to go back and give it another chance.
Yeah.
So love her like you mean it. Fake it till you feel it. And if she gives you no reason, maybe she did just have a wake-up call. Maybe she went through a bout of crazy. Maybe, there is some truth to that there's a lot of truth to the postpartum. I shouldn't say some truth. There's a lot of truth to it. And people do go temporarily crazy, and they can right the ship. But, man, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. More than one affair.
I think you need to go for some professional help because it's not an easy thing to do. But if you make the decision to go back, you can't throw it up in her face all the time.
Yeah.
Gosh. If there were no kids involved, I'd be like, dude, if it's not, the kids, in and out.
Mm-hmm. And to me, it's so much more shocking when it's a woman doing the affair.
Yeah. Multiple, too?
Multiple is the part
that makes me think she was off, really.
Something
off
was wrong, yeah.
But maybe that's gotten, if you're both getting help, maybe, and counseling. But start dating. Why don't you date her again? While you're married, date her.
Start over. Smart. Yeah, that's a good way to go about
date
it.
Date her and hopefully fall in love again.
Better man than I, sir.
Yeah. You're a better man than a lot of men.
Yeah, a lot of men would not.
I could not. I could, no.
More than not would just give up.
My hat's off to you.
We're very visual men.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My man and I have been dating for 11 months. Things are going great, and I believe he's the man that I want to marry.
Good.
We've agreed that once we get married, and we have talked about marriage, we want to open up one joint checking account for common household expenses and one joint savings account for common household financial goals. We'll also keep our separate checking and savings accounts. Is it a good idea to open a joint savings account together now in which we commit to putting in about $100 a month? I was thinking maybe, it would help establish good financial habits and commitments for our relationship as well as provide maybe some starting cash when we plan a wedding. Sincerely, Dana.
Are you engaged? Did she say that?
We have talked.
You have a ring and a date?
They have talked.
And you know, then you don't know. No.
Thank you. No. Dana, no. No, no, no,
no,
no, no. Did I say it again? No. You're not married. You're not engaged.
It's one thing to start a joint account if you are actually saving for an actual wedding and you actually have a ring and you actually have a commitment and a date and everybody's knowing that one year from today we're getting married, we're starting to save right now. That's another thing. Don't you have no joint account with somebody you don't even engage to. No.
Because what's going to happen is one of y'all is going to decide to break up before the other one knows about it.
And
one of y'all is going to take the money out of the bank account.
But Al, they'll split it 50-50.
Oh, you're right. You're right, Kelly. You're right.
50-50. That's the way, we're mature adults. That's the way that always works.
Do not do that.
So wait till you're married?
And I even know some married couples that have separate bank accounts. I mean, different things work for different people. I know another married couple, they have a combined and then they still have separate. And I have another couple, they don't combine their money at all. It's like,
do what works for you, but if you think, when everything's hunky-dory, no.
It's never hunky.
First thing they do is wipe out the bank account.
Right.
The first thing they do. Charge up the credit card and wipe out the
bank. You think everything's fine? Oh, let me just fake it for one more day till I can get to that bank account. They will wipe you out.
Be sadly mistaken.
And there is nothing you can do about
ATM
it.
ATM machine.
I think my wife and I waited a couple years before we went joint on it.
Mm.
And we were together for a long time before.
They're not even engaged.
I was like 2 years into the marriage before
crazy
we finally.
It's crazy talk.
If you want to establish good financial habits, then go ahead and just put $50 in your own bank account every month, a savings account, and then save it. Save it by yourself and tell the other person to save it too.
That whole thing is just crazy to me.
Crazy.
They're dating. What?
They've been together almost a year. They've been together almost a year.
Oh,
so they should be taught. They should be having the marriage
I've dated people for almost a year. You don't have a joint checking account.
No.
If you need money, ask him for an allowance or something. That's really what you want. Because after the after
party. That's your love letter to Kelly right there. You can go to kidnation.com and send us one. And don't do joint accounts while you're dating.
No.
Oh, my God.
You must be smoking a joint if you think that's Charlie XCX stopped by the studio. Man, and she's been around for a while. She's written with some of the top artists out there. In fact, she's launched a career.
She's done a lot in her 24 years. From the UK.
From the UK. We get to know Charlie XCX a little bit better. How's that? Pretty good? Pretty good British accent?
Yeah.
We'll talk to Charlie XCX next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Because after the after party.
Party. That's why she has the after party.
That's why she's wearing sunglasses this morning, Jason.
That's why she's
wearing
sunglasses.
At a party.
Joining us in studio right now, Charlie XCX.
Yes, she is.
Hi.
Hello, Charlie.
How's it going?
It's going great, mate.
Now, the song's about partying, but I was stalking your Instagram, and I saw you posted a photo with your makeup artist, and you said you're unfortunately sober for the month, or are you doing like a...
I just have a really bad throat. That's so unsexy to say that. But, And I feel like I'm going to party a lot next week because it's like the Super Bowl, the Grammys, and like all of these crazy things
back to back.
So you're saving up.
I'm saving for
understand.
The party gods.
Right.
You know? I'm just trying to like give them some like a time out and then I'll like.
Until there's a reason.
Yeah.
Because you claim you're addicted to champagne. So it's got to be very difficult for you.
It really is.
What's your favorite champagne?
My favorite is Veuve Clicquot. I'll drink anything, to be honest.
After the first glass, doesn't it all taste the same?
I love champagne too. And I don't know. I can't decide. I've had expensive and cheap and I don't know the difference. Is it the hangover?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. Because the taste to me is the same.
Yeah.
I could have the Barefoot or the Moet or whatever.
Moet. I love how you pronounce it.
Moet.
Moet.
What is it supposed? Is it Mo?
let's go with that.
Yeah, the E.T. Mo.
The silent T?
The E.T.
Yeah. Mo. So you got an album that's going to be released in May.
Probably later.
Later than May? What's going on with that?
Oh.
So much drama.
Drama behind the scenes.
Who you got to call out, Charlie?
Oh.
Somebody?
I don't even know. It's just going to be later.
Okay.
September.
Really?
Roughly.
September? Okay.
Big delay.
But a mixtape.
There's a mixtape coming. Yes, correct.
So was that just a taste?
That's just like I just, you know, got bored and just made a load of songs and decided to put them out.
It has to be tough because I think that a lot of us don't see how long it takes for albums to come out. And you can probably, I bet there's songs you did years before they got really popular.
Totally, because I made that album in like... some of it in like 2015.
Mm, wow.
So, yeah.
Man.
And I made like the mixtape in like 2 weeks. So I work very quickly. So I'm like ready to put things out.
What's your writing process like?
Like there is none. I'm just like a mess. It's really just, I just have to have champagne around.
we actually have champagne back there if you want to cut your...
What time is it?
Early.
Champagne time.
Champagne o'clock.
So you can write a song pretty quickly, basically.
Yeah, God, what's going to happen now?
No, I'm just asking because some people say they take
months. He really wants
months.
The opportunity to play the guitar that he just started learning to see if you could write a song to it.
Oh, my God.
Like, if we strum something, you could come up with a hook, you think?
Let's call it Champagne.
Yeah.
Al and I have a band.
You do?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Charlie, they don't have a band.
The Don Cheadles?
It's called the Don Cheadles.
Yeah.
Are you familiar
with
Don Cheadle?
They only play one song, Charlie.
No.
Don Cheadle is this guy. How can I make
he's
you?
An actor.
He's an actor. Yeah, he's a black guy. He's an actor. And years ago, I had a makeout dream about him. Okay.
Wow.
I did. I can't explain it. And
no.
Wow, Justin.
Fast forward. You know, I have a girlfriend for the last 4 years, but fast forward, we decided to form a band, and we called it the Don Cheadles.
Yeah.
So,
Charlie, they only play one song.
What's the song?
Have you ever heard Have you ever heard that song?
No, but I mean, I'd love a boat.
So yeah. Who wouldn't want a boat, right?
Right. That's the point.
I like that you have like dreams about like. Celebrities. I've had some funny dreams about celebrities.
Like which one? Which celebrity?
I had a dream, maybe more like a nightmare, that I like was the Chainsmokers' stylist.
Oh my God.
And they
really?
They wanted to like go like goth. So I like styled them in this like all like black bondage gear.
And that was like they look good with guy liner. They look good with
that. Maybe. It was very sweaty.
But no hookup dreams with celebrities?
No hookups with the chain smokers at night.
Jenna just had a makeout dream with The Weeknd.
Oh, how's that?
No, it was a weird dream. Like,
why?
He did,
what did he do?
Because he didn't have male parts.
Yeah.
He was like Barbie.
I don't know why. And then there were a lot of people in the room, and I was like, there's a lot of people in here. And he was like, yeah, this is fine.
That's my thing.
Yeah, it was just, I don't, and I've never had a thing for him, really. I love that Starboy song, but I've never had a thing for The Weeknd. I don't know why. Sometimes people just enter your dreams, and then he doesn't, and then he doesn't have boy parts. It was weird.
It was The Weeknd.
Yeah. Get attachments, which is weird, right?
What is up with the champagne?
Justin really wants Charlie to have some. You don't have to if you don't want to, Charlie, because I know you're trying to. Your throat sucks right now.
I'm going to hold it because it just goes with my aesthetic.
Very elegant looking.
Yeah, it is.
And I love this music video, by the way. I've watched it a couple of times after the after party. And then I kind of realized I'm very morbid. So I'm like, did she film this around Halloween? And you did.
I did, yeah.
It was like, that's like a dream to film a video around Halloween.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really good. Yeah, it's all like zombie based.
Pink blood.
Why so much pink over red? Why is pink?
I just love the color pink. I just wanted to make like the zombies cute. I didn't want them to be like scary. Mm. So.
Do you like the artist pink as well?
When I was younger, I loved the artist pink. Yeah.
Who was your big, like, who were you a big fan of growing up?
Britney
Spears.
Yeah.
Charlie.
You and Charlie.
She's calling our show on Thursday.
You're freaking out.
Yes. I love her.
Yes.
I just love her. And people assume because I love her so much, I go out and buy her album the minute it comes out and stuff. It's like, I love her.
Right.
It's hard to explain that I can separate her from the music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you met Britney?
No, but we've spoken over the internet.
Yeah.
Which I freaked out about.
Like on social media, you tweet each other or
something? She followed me and I was like,
what?
I know.
Yeah. It's just,
did you slide into the DMs?
Yeah. And then she was like, you should come to my show in Vegas. And I was like, I know. And then I went and she like hooked me up and I got to watch it.
Oh,
and
very
it was
cool.
So fun.
But you didn't meet her
so
even after
drunk.
All that?
No.
See, that's, I don't
see,
want to meet her.
See, when she calls you, you can be like, why didn't you hang out with Charlie XCX?
But see, I don't. Yeah, I should, but I don't want to meet her because I'm afraid it won't go like I want it to.
Right.
That's so interesting.
And you need to keep them
that she
separate.
Remains so like untouchable.
I don't want to mess it up.
Because you're much more. I mean, you're fan friendly.
You're
right?
Accessible.
Like, hang out with your fans. Come meet up with me.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Totally.
There's got to be somebody you idolize so much. You're like, I don't want to meet him because if it doesn't go well in my life, you know, I'll just never get over it.
I had like an experience with Bill Murray that was a bit like that because I have a huge crush on Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, really. So
the older man.
I get it. No,
funny,
I get
too.
It.
Like
suddenly Al's all turned on.
I like that.
Yeah. Al's all like, he wants to be like, let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I ran away from him in a lobby of a hotel.
Aww.
Because I was like, oh. He's so hot.
You ran away from him.
Yeah.
You didn't even say
I get it.
He said he liked my shoes, and then I went, Yeah.
Well, Britney to me is your Bill Murray.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
That makes sense.
Now, you grew up in England, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I noticed the accent.
Thank you.
And read the bio.
And do you live in the States now?
I live half in LA and half in the UK.
Yeah, how's this fancy new house you bought yourself?
I kind of run my house like a hotel. So, like, random people just stay in it all the time. And then I'll be, like, doing promo and I'll meet someone who was like, oh, I stayed in your house last week. I'm like, who are you?
Wow.
But it's cool. Like, it's chill. It's like, I like that. It's, you know, there's random things happen.
Do you get a copy of the credit card for incidentals and stuff? When
yeah, exactly.
I would.
See, I'd be so mad if I came home from a long trip and there were a bunch of people sprawled out everywhere and it was a mess.
Yeah,
like, I just
like,
don't like people.
That's
yeah.
what... kind of happens.
Yeah.
It's like a celebrity Airbnb, basically.
You said it. I didn't say
yeah.
No, it actually is on Airbnb. I'm going to rent it.
Yeah, rent it. Come over.
What?
No, it's not on
Airbnb. Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
That'd be so cool. Do you guys have like celebrity Airbnb? Oh, you don't want to blow it for the celebrities.
I think. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, celebs.
Like, Raya, you can't talk about
I think
it.
Everyone just uses Airbnb, right?
I don't know.
Or your house.
Yeah. No, my house.
Yeah. Celebrities get to stay in it for free if they'll do social media about it. Yeah, so they deal with the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's what they got in New York. Yeah. Speaking of the Kardashians, you're a big Kylie Jenner fan?
Yeah.
You want to turn her into a pop star?
I just don't understand why it hasn't happened yet.
She's tried, right? Didn't she?
I don't think she has tried.
That's
right. I think you remember
she has
that.
An alias, and she was on some song with a girl group that I didn't recognize.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this.
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. I wish I had this in front of me.
Why
but
the
yes.
alias? Like,
I think because maybe the insecurity of not wanting it to overshadow it to see if people liked it or not. I think that was the deal. But she's never actually admitted it.
Remember
but she has
saying,
an alias.
I don't Tyga think wanted her to do something, right?
I think she just needs to do it.
Yeah,
like,
go for
she
it.
She would be such a great pop star. Like, no, like, I'm not kidding around.
Because it's effortless for her. She's just cool.
It's just like, I feel like the one, like, personally, I feel like maybe she can sing. I don't know, but if she can't, it like doesn't matter. You don't really need to. Just be
it's
able
more
to
about
sing
image
to
at some yeah. point.
She goes by the name Lisa, which I'm not sure why.
Lisa,
yeah, Terror Junior. Do you know the group Terror Junior?
I don't
either. Okay, we'll look into it.
Okay,
see what the other vocals are.
Bring them on tour with you.
Yeah, great.
And then you and her could become best friends.
Terror Junior,
Lisa.
Terror Junior with Lisa. Now you mentioned you're going to the Super Bowl and then the Grammys. Do you get a plus one to the Grammys?
Yeah.
Are you going to take anyone?
I probably my manager.
Yeah.
Why don't you invite little Jenner girl?
I'm sure if I approach it like that as well, she would be like so down. Hey, little Jenner girl.
Yeah.
Come to the Grammys. I'm sure she'd be so unoffended.
I think she can get in if she wants to go.
I wanted to go with Charlie XCX. That would validate her. In the music scene.
Well, Kanye's her brother-in-law. So
yeah, I think she's
got an in if she wants
to. Yeah, I think she's all right.
I'll drink to that.
Kanye's boycotting. And Drake and Justin Bieber aren't going now, is what they've said. Take a stand.
I don't know anything about this stuff.
They've just said that there's drama with Frank Ocean because he didn't even submit his album, and it's such a great album. But they're just trying to take a stand, I think, saying, you know, that the people that vote on the Grammys are old and that they don't
young artists. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that...
I think it's very political.
Yeah, I think it's really political. I think that... you know, the Grammys isn't really known for its, like, broad taste and, like, experimental and, like, forward-thinking music.
When you go to these parties, though, like, you're going to go to these Grammy parties, do you still get starstruck sometimes?
Not really. If Bill Murray was there, 100%.
You would.
Yes.
I mean, the big invite is Clive Davis's party. You going to that?
I don't even know what I'm doing yet.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
That's the one that's the night before.
Right.
Where everybody just kind of gets...
I have been invited to this chain smokers party, so...
You should do that!
Now you have to go, Charlie.
And this is your chance.
Be like, guys, I'll style you before you go.
You should absolutely do that.
This is latex.
Stylist opportunity.
Yeah, great.
And you got your dress all picked out?
No.
No?
I don't know anything. Like, dude, like, I don't know anything.
Do you have a Valentine picked out yet?
Ooh.
No, like myself. Can I just like send myself stuff?
You can.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. I don't really. I think I'm on a plane on Valentine's Day.
Is that more of a U.S. thing or is
no?
That
no,
a,
it's
is
global.
It's everywhere.
Say it's global.
Okay, I didn't know.
I don't know. Like, I don't have a Valentine's Day plan. Looking for a date. If anyone wants to, you know, hit me up, then just tweet me and I'll see.
You're open for anyone.
Yeah, I'm around. If it's something fun. I'm down.
What would be your ideal Valentine's Day? Do you like romance or you want fun?
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun.
Like laser tag and bowling
laser
and stuff.
Laser tag.
Fun, scary fun.
Speedboat.
Oh, I think Bill Murray like just thrilling. Tweeted you.
Like not like too scary. I don't want to be like in a panic room with someone. You know? Like that's like a kind of a nightmare. Just, you know, like off chill, like fun, like. I don't want to be on like a really intense like dinner.
Do you go to concerts, like other people's concerts for a date? No.
No.
That'd be weird, right?
Burned out. Yeah.
I just like I'll go watch like shows when I'm at the festival. Mm-hmm. But generally I don't really go and like watch shows. I'm like the worst musician though, because I don't really like listen to a lot of music either. Like ever, apart from my own.
That's probably good, right?
Or Kanye's, right?
Yeah.
You can't be accused of stealing from anybody else if you don't know what they're doing.
There you go.
Except you do like K-pop.
Yeah.
I read you like K-pop.
I like K-pop and J-pop.
That's the Korean... What's J-pop? Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
Pop?
Okay, so if this were my first foray into K-pop, who should I listen to? Who do you recommend?
21.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you know this girl, CL?
Mm-mm.
She was in 21, and now she's like... kind of a big artist in America as well.
Yeah, she like broke him up.
Oh,
like
she's
Fifth
like
Harmony.
The Camilla Cabello. Oh. Okay.
You did a. Who's Yasutaka Nakata?
He is Japanese. He's a producer.
Yeah, you worked with him.
I did a song with him and a girl called Carrie Pamu Pamu. She's like the
Britney
Katy Perry, or yeah, like the Britney of Japan.
That's a cool name.
Wow.
What was that name again?
Carrie Pamu Pamu.
Pamu Pamu.
Carrie Pamu Pamu. Now, do they sing? They sing in Korean and Japanese, right?
I've never worked with a K-pop artist.
Okay.
But in J-pop, the two artists I've worked with, they're singing in Japanese.
Because it's like that's what high school kids listen to. They're not listening to our pop music here. No. They're listening to the K-pop stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if like you memorized the lyrics.
Oh
and then,
my God, no.
No, not at all.
No, I mean I did. I recorded my song Boom Clap in Japanese, but I had to do it like word by word.
What
like,
is Boom Clap?
It's just Boom Clap. Yeah, that stays the same.
I was waiting on Charlie to drop something. I'm universal. Like, okay, I can learn Boom Clap.
Well, we're excited now that we know the album's not going to be released a little bit later. Now we can prepare
ourselves. We're exciting now that we know that like nothing.
Well, because
mixtape, that's coming out.
The mixtape's coming out, but at least we're not going to be waiting in May and then nothing comes out.
Right.
Yeah.
So now we can be excited for later.
Yeah, there'll be another single as well, you know, before the album.
Yay!
Lots of time to go rave with Dan.
Right now, we can listen to After the After Party. Did you like R. Kelly? Did he help you out with After the Party? There's an after party?
Yeah, I can.
If we want to follow you along, Charlie, on Instagram and Twitter, it's @Charlie_ XCX, right?
Correct.
Because somebody stole the Charlie XCX?
Yeah, someone got in there.
Did they really?
Well, I actually think it might have been me, but then I, like, forgot the password.
And they locked it.
Another email address. Yeah. I hate it when that happens.
So you couldn't get it back?
No.
Yeah, Instagram will just hold it, or social media will just hold it, even if you have it. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if you've deleted it, they'll just hold it.
Well, make sure you watch the video as well. It's up, and you can buy the single. It's such a pleasure to meet you. You're so fun.
Thank you so much.
Everybody, give it up for Charlie XCX, please. We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next, brought to you by Blue Apron. Got my meal yesterday, my meals.
What'd you get?
I got the burger and red cabbage slaw,
which
is what we're going to be making tonight. Mm. And then tomorrow night, we're going to be making our chicken, our cheesy chicken and black bean enchiladas.
Oh, that's good.
And then for the weekend, to cheat, you know, for the cheat meal, we're going to get that creamy shrimp spaghetti going.
Your mouth's already watering.
Sorry, my water. Yeah, it's already watering.
Isn't it a trip to get food in the mail?
You know what I love is that it's under $10 per person is what it comes out to. And, you know, in the past, I go to the grocery store, I spend so much money, and then I'm like, all right, I don't even really know how to make some of these things that I'm trying to make. And then food ends up going bad, and I've wasted so much money.
Yeah.
But with this, you know, with this Blue Apron service, it's wonderful because I actually feel like I'm saving money and still eating gourmet.
You get all the ingredients you need. They're
all
fresh.
The exact amount of what you need,
the exact amount.
No waste.
So, and you'll never be missing an ingredient. How many times have you tried to make a meal and you're like, crap, I don't have this. Right. I can't make it,
Every time.
Every single time.
It does give you confidence in the kitchen. I think that's the number one thing holding people back is a lack of confidence in trying something new.
Right.
And that's what Blue Apron did for me.
Hey, if you want to try it out like we're doing, go to blueapron.com/kid and you'll get your first 3 meals for free. Again, that's blueapron.com/kid.
KIDD.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it's everyone's favorite.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Oh, goody, goody.
Real quick before we start, Al, what is in your candy jar?
You have a gum machine or something.
I have a gum machine.
Is it gumballs?
A gumball machine, yep.
Ooh, okay, from here I couldn't tell if it was M&M's or gumballs.
You just put a penny in it.
I have to pay?
Any coin, yeah.
Never mind.
I think you can rig it where you don't have to.
Yeah, well, no, this is a money-making thing. I'm trying to make some money up here.
Oh,
you
not.
Do have to put money in
it? Piggy bank.
But, yeah.
Who has a penny?
Somebody got a penny up here.
I'm not sure we could look down and find one.
Chew gum.
But a lady brought this to me yesterday, and I didn't really have anything to do with it, so I just thought I'd bring it up here for decor. So,
oh, gosh. And next you're going to bring your traffic light up here.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a
trash
can with a palm tree in it. It's just going to become Al's extension of his apartment.
Oh, yay. Yeah. Okay, someone just generously donated a penny for my gumball.
Jenna
Thank
would like
you.
To purchase
I would
one.
Like a gumball.
All right,
it's the kind of gum that lasts roughly 5 seconds.
Hey, will you sanitize those paws before you touch that gum?
Oh,
yeah.
There's one. All right, there you go.
Did it work?
Yeah, here you go.
Sanitize the paws.
Well, Al didn't, so.
Oh, great.
Okay. Now your gumball is going to taste like hand sanitizer.
There you go. You got yellow ball.
Got a yellow one.
Yellow ball. Thank you.
Yep.
You only get one?
Yeah.
What a ripoff.
It's a penny.
That's the tiniest gumballs ever.
Ow. It's not gum.
It's like hand.
What is it?
It's yellow.
A jawbreaker?
Stale.
Oh, it's stale.
Oh, I don't know how long it's been in here.
Is it like that gum you get in the gum flavored ice cream that's like super hard?
Do you know when the gum, like after you chew it and chew it and chew it, and then it loses its flavor
and then it
you're gross? That's what this started as.
Have you ever chewed gum so long that it dissolved in your mouth?
No.
Yeah.
That happened to me once. It was the grossest thing.
I fell asleep with gum in my mouth and that happened.
I chewed it on a road trip when I was a cheerleader in high school, and by the time we got there, the gum just like melted in my mouth. It was disgusting.
You're like Violet from Willy Wonka.
It was disgusting.
I had a close call once with gum. I fell asleep with gum in my mouth, and it apparently made its way out of my mouth and landed in Kinsey's hair.
Oh.
And I woke up before she did and saw the gum in her hair. And
you the only thing you could do.
I went to go get the scissors.
Yep.
Yep.
And I was just going to, you know,
snip
it up, but it had gotten hard enough to where it didn't stick on the hair, so I didn't have to snip.
Oh, wow.
What did George Lopez call you one time, Kelly?
A chewed up piece of pink bubble gum.
Why?
Because I didn't think his humor was funny, so apparently I was looking at him and my face reminded him of a chewed up piece of pink bubble gum.
Well, speaking of getting chewed up.
You could make a segue out of that.
Great segue. It was perfect, actually.
It's a lesson for us all.
Okay, this is tidbit news,
This
right?
is tidbit news.
Yeah.
All right. So this dude in eastern China, this 40-year-old man who should know better, decided he wanted to go to the zoo on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
But he was like, I don't want to pay.
Yeah, I'm on a budget.
I'm not going to pay to get into this zoo. So he decided to scale a fence, and he was successful.
Oh, good.
Scaled the fence.
And what enclosure was it?
He ended up landing in the tiger enclosure.
Oh,
That's
karma.
Apparently, it was feeding time for the tigers. Because the tigers mauled him.
To death?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is why you shouldn't climb any walls at the zoo.
Now,
that's going to end up as a Darwin right there.
No one. How do they know that he was trying to break it? Couldn't someone have tossed him over there like his. Trying to get rid of him?
Yeah, could have been the mafia.
The Chinese mafia.
They're big at the zoo right now.
Yeah, they tossed him in.
The Yakuza.
I mean, I'm just saying, who told the story? Like
the news?
This is tidbit news, yeah, Al. Stop. You're not allowed to ask probing questions.
Tidbit news.
The number one rule in tidbit news, no questions.
My bad.
Okay, so 3 days after that happened at another zoo in China, did you see the zookeeper? There's a video right now I'm looking at online. The zebra is dragging the zookeeper, running off with him as other guards are trying to chase the zebra down. I've never seen a zebra be so aggressive.
Wow.
But these animals are mad. They're mad.
Yeah.
Well, they're stuck in a cage all day.
I saw a bear attack the zoo worker once. I've told story before.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard you tell me that one.
Yeah, it was bad. My parents, we were on a family vacation with my mother, Price, and we went to Dollywood in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then we were, you know, on the drive back, you stop by these little random places. There was an animal zoo. They had snakes where you could go and watch the milk rattlesnake.
Oh, that's where they have the bear that smokes cigarettes. I've seen a bear that smokes cigs.
And so while we were over there watching the rattlesnakes get milked.
Hold on. How do you milk a rattlesnake? Because they have nipples?
They get the venom, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The venom. We heard this horrible scream. And we looked back over, the woman had gone into the cage with the bears, and she was being attacked. So my mother, Price, walks up there, the purse, she's just standing by the cage watching. She was just, like, fascinated. Yeah. My father, they didn't know what to do. Like, some of the other workers were, like, taking shovels and brooms and stuff, trying to beat the bear off, but he's just mauling her.
Probably making him more angry.
My dad grabbed a hose and started squirting the bear in the face until he dropped her. And then she was so slippery, they were trying to grab her out and they couldn't get her. This is serious.
It is.
No,
I mean, you could see her.
I'm sorry.
Her organs.
Serious for the bear.
So they pulled her out and it was bad. But my daddy was the one that like squirted the bear in the face to get him to drop her.
Your dad squirted the bear in the face?
Yes. And then they shot and killed him. I do not understand what's going on.
Don't blow your hose all over
the bear face. That would probably angry the bird.
They shot and killed the bear. They had to shoot and kill him. It was awful.
Oh yeah, let's play this song.
I don't understand. understand what's going on.
It's sad, but it's Al's laughing at it.
She survived, but
it's
she
just
was
the
really...
phrasing of the story. He's Al is bent over in the corner of the room in tears.
Did they know it wasn't going to work? Because bears never give up.
It's bad. That bear's dead because of that.
Oh, man.
You know?
I heard it made you blind. I didn't know it killed you.
Bears never give up. They just want to make it hunt.
He's just making a hunt.
That always baffled me is that smoking bear, because I thought Smokey the Bear was to talk about forest fires, how you shouldn't smoke, and
right.
then they have this trained bear who's probably medicated smoking as like a party trick. It was awful.
Now, see, that's the hidden little secret. Smokey the Bear, actually a huge smoker.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.